Unit 31B, Activity 3.
Good morning. How can I help you?
I'm looking for a new smartphone. What is the difference between the Futurola and the Nanox?
Look, the Futurola is one of the smallest smartphones. The Nanox is a bit longer and thicker, but has a bigger and sharper screen.
Which phone is lighter?
Smaller phones tend to be lighter, so the Futurola is about 20% lighter than the Nanox.
What about fingerprint identification?
Both smartphones provide this feature. There is one big difference, though. On the Futurola, you can easily unlock your phone by resting your finger on the home button for just a few seconds, or even less. On the Nanox, on the other hand, you have to swipe your finger from the bottom of the screen down to the home button. However, Nanox has a partnership with popular internet payment services. If you frequently use payment services, you can use your Nanox to authorise payments.
Great. What about storage and RAM?
The Nanox doubles the Futurola's 1 GB of RAM. The storage capacity of the Futurola is 64 GB, whereas the Nanox is available with 32 GB only. But the Nanox supports microSD cards up to 128 GB.
I prefer the Nanox smartphone because I can use my print to authorise payments associated with internet payment services. How much is the phone?
Depends on the service contract you sign. 24 months, unlimited minutes, unlimited text and 4G mobile internet data starts at €47 per month for the Nanox. I would, in any case, recommend an insurance package against theft and accidental damage. It is just €7.99 per month.
Are there any hidden fees?
We ask our customers about additional services and authorise only the ones you want to use.
I'm not a frequent caller, so I may not need an unlimited calling plan, do I?
If you use your phone for messaging or surfing the web, you should also purchase an adequate messaging and data plan. If you're a frequent texter, for example, you could be charged on a per message basis, which can quickly add up. So make sure you're covered and better sign an unlimited calling plan.
Well, I'm definitely very interested in this mobile phone, but I'm not sure which service plan I should go for.
Why don't you take our catalogue? On page 14 and 16, you can find a detailed description of both phones, as well as pictures. And on page 24, there are details about the different options of service plans we offer.
OK then, I will take the catalogue with me. When signing up for the mobile contract in the store, what documents do I need?
To sign up for a monthly contract, we will need proofs of identity from you. We'll need to see documents to prove your identity and that you live in your current address. Therefore, we ask for a photo ID, driving licence, for example, and a credit card or a bank card.
I'll talk this over with my husband. If I find the right service plan for my needs, I'll come back and sign the contract. Thank you very much for the information.
You're welcome.